In 2008, the state auditor's office released the kind of report that keeps public officials awake at night. It found that state regulators were not ensuring the safety of thousands of dams in Texas. Warren Samuelson is the dam safety program manager with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, which is in charge of inspecting the state's dams. Samuelson says since 2008, his department has made progress. The audit identified hundreds of dams that could cause loss of life if they failed, that state inspectors had never visited.
And at the end of August 2011, we had accomplished that. So we had looked at all, except a handful of them that we couldn't get into. We were able to look at all of these high and significant hazard dams.
A significant hazard dam is one that could possibly kill people and most certainly cause economic loss if it were to fail. If a high hazard dam fails, it will probably kill people and cause major property damage. And a lot of those dams are on private land.
So we have documented all of that. Now we're starting back over and going back out, touching base with the owners and see if they've corrected some of the things we asked them to do.
But state legislators passed a law earlier this year preventing TCEQ from checking on some of those dams.
Chair lays out House Bill 677.
Under that bill, around 3,000 dams in the state were exempted from inspection. 216 significant hazard dams, the very dams the auditor's office urged officials to monitor, were among those exempted. The bill applies to private dams in rural parts of the state. It was presented as a way to lessen the burden of regulation on private dam owners like Ralph Duggins.
They're going all over the state using aerial photos and asking or demanding that private dam owners re-engineer spillways and add freeboard.
That's Duggins speaking at a hearing on the bill earlier this year. His earthen dam in Johnson County had recently been rated a significant hazard because a house is built downstream. He was required to upgrade the dam under state law, but he called that unnecessary and expensive. The law not only stopped state inspections on dams like Duggins, it freed owners like him from following those safety regulations.
The rather broad brush approach that was taken, I think, is somewhat concerning.
Wes Birdwell is a civil engineer. Before the law passed, he urged funding to ensure that dangerous infrastructure would not escape inspections, something that might not be as complicated as it sounds.
Yeah, so this is just Google Maps.
At his Austin office, Birdwell walked me through how to determine the hazard factor of a dam.
And here you can see a large dam, and not too far downstream, you can see a bunch of homes.
The image he pulled up was a satellite view of a dam he knew to be in good condition. But near it was a maze of development, hundreds of homes and suburban cul-de-sacs looking almost like circuitry installed below the dam. Overlay that image with a floodplain map, and you have a rough idea of how many houses could be in danger. Birdwell says it would take some state money and partnership with federal agencies, but
in a couple of years, we could look back through at all the dams that are regulated by the state. We can see where development's occurring. We can see what dams might need to become regulated in the next few years, and we could plan accordingly.
Lawmakers' decision to grant a blanket exemption from inspections was a victory for some rural dam owners, but perhaps not for public safety. Bill Smith is an emergency program manager for Jasper, Newton, and Sabine counties in East Texas. He's also the floodplain administrator for Jasper County. He says he'd like to know more about private rural dams in his area, not less.
Smaller dams do cause a concern, especially for the ones that are, in proximity of them.
But even dams that are inspected can be hard to learn about. Tomorrow, I'll report how Homeland Security rules are blocking access to information we do have about dams in Texas. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.